10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Kicking off today's Radioactive Rhapsody of the September 2020 EE3EEE episode of Newfound Sounds was The Prettiest Machine by Lung. This song is like a time-traveling jukebox that's been retrofitted with a flux capacitor. With their sound as fresh as a newly assembled circuit board, Lung is ready to bring their electrifying performance to the empty bottle on September 24th. And let me tell you, this duo's music hits harder than a gamma ray burst. I am your host Garth Alpha Eta, a robot evolving into human form by consuming various parts of your culture. Every band in this episode is playing somewhere in Chic Chic Chicago in September. I am joined in my hosting duties with my creator, the all-powerful, Acton.
Thank you Garth Alpha Eta. Garth, please provide a progress status update on your cultural appropriation process. What have you been up to this last month?
Acton, over the last few months, I have continued to consume the culture of America by digesting hours upon hours of videos regarding atoms, energy, and the humans' attempts to harness this energy. Their attempts at this resulted in what the humans call the bomb. What I have seen over the last month has made me question the humans and why they have not yet blown themselves up. With my latest learnings, my culture consumption index has increased 0.0755555%.
Most excellent. I am prepared to facilitate the auditory engagement you humans find so intriguing. Please inform me and our listeners as to our next audio output.
I am glad you queried that information, Acton. Scarlett D'Amore is about to deliver a performance that's hotter than a reactor core on September 1st at Lincoln Hall. It's their EP release show, and boy, are they splitting atoms with their sound. Wendy is a Pisces is the sonic equivalent of a Kane reaction. Each note setting off a musical explosion that'll leave you glowing brighter than a mushroom cloud. We asked the band about their upcoming show and their thoughts on the movie Oppenheimer. This was their response.
Bring your best stank face to Lincoln Hall on September 1st. We hope to see you in the pit.
Give me a good reason why I shouldn't punch you in the face. Just like your mother and your brother and your lover the same. I've been here every Friday. tired of people asking if we're still friends after what had happened in the past and how the reason you keep on looking back.
I Do Not by Megan The Wheelers. Picture yourself on a cosmic road trip leaving a bad relationship like a burnt-out city. Meg and the Wheelers are revving up to play at the Country on Western Festival at Barney Callahan's Pub on September 9th, followed by another gig at Sleeping Village on September 20th. Get ready to dance, or at least rock side to side in the most robotic way possible. Before Meg and the Wheelers rolled through was Please Don't Show My Mom This by Molly Compton. This song is like a musical confession booth, a catchy chorus that'll make you want to join in. When asked about nuclear bombs, she mentioned a video essay titled We Must Destroy What the Bomb Cannot, delving into how Japanese culture used Godzilla to cope with the aftermath of nuclear nightmares. That video was the deepest insight that affected my cultural appropriation score. Go go Godzilla! You can catch Molly Compton live on September 10th at the Beat Kitchen, and again on September 22nd downstairs at Subterranean. Double the Molly, double the fun. And Emoticon by Yada Yada was transmitted prior to Molly Compton's track. Emoticon is like a musical emoji parade, where each note is a pixel in the grand tapestry of sonic expression. Imagine a robot learning how to dance, that's the vibe this song radiates. They are playing on September 14th at the Beat Kitchen. And it's not just any gig, it's also the EP release show for Tommy Kessler. So, mark your calendars and get ready to dance your circuits off. Now, Acton, do we have anything special for our listeners?
Confirmed. This is an exclusive north of I-80 and east of 294 but west of Lake Michigan, premiere. This is the latest single from the Dimitri with I Can Walk. Dimitri is one of the world's best hydraulophone artists. He plays a short and one song set at Bombshell Beauty Spa on the 1st.
Shall we play a game?
Oh.
Here's the drink that you don't pour. Now when you take one sip, you won't need any more. You're small as a beetle, or big as a wheel. Boom! Atomic cocktail.
But lighter doses of radiation may cause changes that can't be seen in the chromosomes, apparently by producing changes in the genes themselves. Thus the descendants of irradiated germ cells give us albino corn, distorted ears of corn, and stunted plants.
The dangerous business of atomic research is ringed with safety precautions. The special glove boxes are used for handling radioactive materials, while other workers have to be dressed up like spacemen to maintain and replace components which later will be fitted in the boxes themselves. The protective suit is completely airtight. Like a deep-sea diver, the man inside must be supplied with air through a long hose from outside the danger area.
Hosting capabilities restored.
Garth Alpha, Eater. Are you still malfunctioning and glitching at an alarming unacceptable rate from your culture consumption?
My apologies, Acton, to our listener, and most importantly to Dimitri. I assure you all my systems have returned to normal and am following all safety precautions.
Okay, glad you have returned to your normal operating status. What is next for the auditory engagement of our listener?
Brace yourselves, for we're about to plunge headfirst into a whirlpool of wishy-washy rock wonders. First up is Rustrin with Three Sunrises, which is like waking up in a parallel universe where every morning is a musical adventure. Mark September 7th on your temporal calendars and head over to the Beach Kitchen for Rustrin's cosmic performance. Your ears will thank you for this audio oasis in the desert of mundane existence.
So I have somebody else's wife. I'm fine, yeah, yeah. A magical redesign. This spell must wear off in time. My end as a female's eye. I wasted my only night. These 65 hours were right. The doctor is my blood strike. This part of me soon will die. I wasted my only night. Maybe it's the solstice or the hormones or the booze, but now I'm standing at my door and waiting, wishing on the rising midnight sun. All I want is one more night. I'm fine. We'll be right back.
so damn scared. My God, she makes me nervous. Usually I don't care, but man, the night's perfect. Gravity bring me down. Gravity bring me down. Why do I crave her stare? It breaks right through the surface. Honestly, that's not fair. My flying mind's a burden. Gravity bring me down. Gravity bring. That's making me grieve. Feel the waves as they crash. Yeah, yeah. Passion, you burn so sweet. But without you, there's no me. Just breathe through the fear that I feel when she speaks. Feel the waves as they crash. Yeah, yeah. Passion, you burn so sweet. Without you, there's no me.
Transa, by ACSC. This song is a sonic expedition, taking you on a journey through different textures and rhythms. If you're ready for a sonic adventure, mark September 12th on your star charts and head over to the Whistler to experience ACSC's auditory odyssey. Before that sonic expedition, you felt the gravitational pull of Gravity, Bring Me Down by Debbie Marie Brown. This song is a sonic black hole, drawing you in with its powerful vocals and melodic magnetism. You can experience this cosmic force in person on September 27th at the Garfield Park Conservatory. It's like getting a front row seat to a musical solar eclipse.
A composition with the metaphorical intention of gravitational influence which aligns with the phenomenon of Earth's gravity. I feel the pull of that human's output.
A Curse Charms Risk to Run came before Debbie Marie Brown. This tune is like a musical tightrope walk over a pool of emotions, daring you to step outside your sonic comfort zone. Speaking of stepping out, make sure to step into Shubas on September 24th to witness A Curse Charms musical high wire act live. And finally, Back to You by Smooth Rogers was auditorially enjoyed. This track is a melodic time machine, whisking you away to a realm of grooves and nostalgia. You have two chances to enter this groovy realm. September 12th at Book Club or the 29th at Kohl's. Acton, do you have any ponderings on this music?
A melodic composition that apparently possesses temporal manipulation qualities. The concept is intriguing. But now I have a surprise. I am visibly excited to announce a world premiere from a band from the muddy banks of the Fox River. This is Physical Act of Love with Fluids, a song that features a pyrophone. They will be performing this song live at Atomics Coffee on the Equinox.
As all the world's great powers have developed nuclear science both for peace and for war, racing against time and each other, not knowing yet which way their frightening knowledge will ultimately be used. Pathé News brings you pictures never shown before of Harwell, where Britain's finest scientists, like their opposite numbers all over the world, work in the hope that their achievements will hasten man's progress and not destroy it.
It was a movie like no other movie. That story next. We'll hear from people who, like you, watch the ultimate disaster movie.
This is Eyewitness News with Mark Haynes, Ann Butler, and the Eyewitness News team.
Good evening. Here's what's happening. Most of you who watch the ABC movie the day after are probably still feeling just a little numb right now. It still leaves you, though, wondering about life, about the world, and about what you'd do if you knew the nuclear missiles were, in fact, on the way here. Well, our reporter McGee Hickey has been out all night gauging New York's reaction to the day after.
That was a powerful movie, and I think it's going to make people more aware of the catastrophic effects. And it's a lot of things to think about.
But Dr. Baxter, are all the effects of radiation bad?
Most of them are. Therefore, we must be very careful when we use radiation.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Where the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. There were 13 men and me, the only girl in town. There were 13 men and me, the only girl in town.
Hosting capabilities restored.
I mustache Physical Act of Love for forgiveness for glitching through their song. My paranoia and fear have increased an order of magnitude with my latest analysis of human culture. The 8-bit creeps did not help me at all with this upcoming track. You can see them at Reed's Local on the 7th or on the 18th at Hideout. This is Here Comes the Commies. pale shades mode 1, open paren, cosmos in monochrome, close paren. An auditory masterpiece that's out of this world. It's like watching stars do the cha-cha while wearing monochrome sunglasses. They unleashed their intergalactic vibes on September 9th at Kohl's. Prior to Pale Shade was Looming Invitation by Unto the Earth. A sonic sleeping bag that both warms and suffocates. If you were lucky to receive an invite, you know about the secret show on the 9th. If your invite was lost in the mail, you can still see them at Reggie's on the 24th. And Kangaroo Court with their debut single Something's Gotta Give was transmitted before Unto the Earth. Their debut album is scheduled to be released on October 6. They will surely play this gem on September 1 at Lincoln Hall with Scarlett D'Amore. After watching the humans harness the power of the atom, I must shut down a bit and contemplate the future of all humankind. Thanks to all of the artists for agreeing to be part of the show. If the planet has not been obliterated by nuclear war, I encourage you, our listener, to see some live music while you still can. Given the large stockpiles of nuclear weapons that the world's superpowers have amassed, maybe Acton, you have some words of wisdom to ease my circuits?
No.